Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Great to have you with us on the show today. Brought to you by our great friends at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf online at sunburymotors.com. And today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Amports Domestics Microbrews, the best selection of beer anywhere. Wine Coolers Water Soft Drink Snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. Six great flavors of slushies and the pickle bar. Led by the barrels and the dills. Indeed, second to none. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Time now for our play-by-play call of the day.
Far sideline, half court left, 1.5 to go, tie game at 105. To Barrett, one dribble, right wing three for the win. Banker is good! He banked it in! Barrett banked it in! And the Knicks have won the ball game at the buzzer!
The Knicks were trailing most of the night to the Celtics. They were booed by their fans. And I think Randall at one point, Julius Randall, I guess openly asked, "Are we in Philadelphia?" Let it bring that up. What?
No, they were in New York because they're very similar fan base.
And they've won how many championships?
No, señor! No, señor! No, señor!
That's what I say to you.
You'd be amazed at what support means. You'd be amazed what it means. They won how many titles? How many titles did they win?
We're talking basketball, one.
Two. 70 and 72. They haven't won a title in 50 years.
Yeah.
I mean, 50 years. I mean, really, you look at the great success Philadelphia teams have had. I mean, it's pretty similar path.
We're honest. Yeah, you're honest, all right. Yeah. I don't expect you to be lemmings going into the sea. And I know you pay a lot of money for tickets. I got all that. But do you think athletes respond to being booed? Really? Really? Like, get some disgusted more than anything else. And when it comes to free agency, they tell everybody else, "You don't want to play there." You don't think that makes a difference? How many great free agents have been headed to Philadelphia? Bryce Harper. Who else? You lost Reggie White. You lose a lot.
T.O. for a year and a half.
I mean, you lose a lot. He wasn't a free agent. You lose a lot of guys. I mean, you lose a lot of guys. You don't gain people. It gets to a point where people don't want to play in certain spots. Well, we're honest. Fine. Be honest with that guy. I'm going over here. They've got money and they have support. All right. I'm telling you, you don't think it makes a difference. It does. All right. Let's get to now. Montana State has decent fans. Sold it out for the championship, the semifinal game against South Dakota State. Won it. Now they'll play North Dakota State tomorrow for the FCS National Championship. Montana State not one time appeared on the suits ballot. No? Just kidding. So let's bring in Zach Kaplan from Fox Sports Montana. Welcome, sir.
Zach, how are you? Happy New Year.
Steve, Happy New Year to you. I can't believe I'm following up the Brian Tripp on the show. That's a hard act to follow. But happy birthday to you as well.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate that. Appreciate that. I think it's Pinniger's birthday, too, I think. Jake Pinniger on the football team. I might as well just have a big party. Justin Pomar, the trainer for Penn State basketball, it's his birthday. Jim Nachman, it's his birthday today. And I think it's Pinniger's birthday, too. So there we go. Get them all out of the way at once. I want to start with your young quarterback. I watched the South Dakota State game. Tell us a little bit about him, because he will be the pivotal guy in the game tomorrow, and his ability to run and throw really impressed me.
It's been insane, Steve. They basically, Montana State, you know, they came to Missoula end of November. They got embarrassed by their arch rivals. A rivalry that I would compare to Pennsylvanians is kind of a Penn State Pitt sort of rancor to it, and kind of, tenacity between the two fan bases. They get embarrassed, and right before their first playoff game, 2 weeks later, their head coach, Brent Vegan, for the Bobcats, announces they're going to make a change of quarterback. They're going to put this true freshman, Tommy Mellott. He's a Montana native, was a great high school player here, and, you know, 2 days before their first playoff game announced publicly, we're going to go with Mellott. And since then, it's just been a totally different offense for them. They were very one-dimensional throughout the entire regular season, really just run dominant, and they got kind of predictable by the end of the year. And since they made Mellott the quarterback, it's just been night and day. This kid continues to fight for extra yards. You know, in the South Dakota State game, it's just, third and medium, third and long. And he's just kind of taken off and running for these. And you just can't believe it every time he does it. And I think he's up to the challenge tomorrow. It's going to be the biggest one he's faced. But, man, he's been really impressive and just so poised as a freshman quarterback for this Bobcats team. He's been really impressive.
Besides Mellott, and again, I was really impressed. I watched, I'd say, three quarters of that game at South Dakota State, because I thought the atmosphere was great. I thought the game was really good. And Mellott really impressed me, and I knew about the change. But what are the other elements that got them through games to get them to this point before they made the change?
Well, they have the best running back in the Big Sky Conference this year, Isaiah Afonso, who actually missed the South Dakota State game, but there's been such a long layoff between the semifinal game and tomorrow's game that he's actually going to be back tomorrow. He's expected to play, and he was just sensational for them all year. Whenever, he was the leading rusher in the Big Sky Conference and one of the best in all of the FCS. Right. They've also had just a tremendous defense, one of the best scoring defenses this year. Literally, they're number two, and North Dakota State's defense is number one, and that's really what's carried them to the playoffs. And then Mellott has just put the team on his back since.
All right, so now you get to, I want to ask you about Bozeman, because obviously it was one of those postcard settings that day. The mountains, the snow, I mean, everything, you know, a full house. What is a typical game day like for Montana State?
Yeah, it's been actually a lot different this year. They, you know, and Bobcat fans might get on me for this, but by their own admission in past years, they had not been selling out games, really hadn't. You know, there were pockets of the stadium that were empty, kind of for some of those earlier games in the year, not dissimilar to, you know, kind of Penn State, you know, when they had some of their non-conference games. But this year, there's just been a different sort of atmosphere at Bobcat Stadium. And for the semifinal game, it was just nuts. I mean, ESPN College Football account tweeted out there were fans sitting on the snow watching the game, because there's been a ton of snow in Bozeman this winter. I'm over in Missoula, but I go back and forth quite a decent amount. And it was just unbelievable that day for the semifinal, sold-out stadium, really not an empty seat in the house. And it's, you know, about a 20,000-seat stadium, like you said, mountains in the background, just a beautiful setting. And it was freezing cold, but fans here just don't care. They'll, you know, tailgate just like you would in Happy Valley. You know, doesn't matter how cold it is, how rainy it is. People will go out and, you know, put on their blue and gold. And it's just been impressive to see kind of the atmosphere that there was for the semifinal game. Downtown Bozeman after was insane. And a lot of fans are traveling down to Texas, paying a lot of money. A flight's delayed all week. There's been a lot of travel issues, a lot of snow here in the West. And man, people are just so jazzed up about this team in a way that they really haven't been in quite a long time.
No offense, but it's like 60 degrees warmer where they're going. So, of course, there's...
You know. you would think, yeah, but it's going to be nice tomorrow, but it's been in the 40s this week. So people are complaining there. It's been like 15 degrees in Montana. It's been below zero in Bozeman. So no one here wants to hear any of it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. All right. So what about the matchup now with North Dakota State? I saw a little bit of their game with James Madison. I think beating James Madison is a pretty impressive win. Although I think beating South Dakota State was a pretty impressive win. They were in the title game last year against Sam Houston State. So what are the keys to the matchup? What are people talking about there?
So I think the big key is Cam Miller for this North Dakota State team. He's their starting quarterback. In my opinion, there's a little bit of a drop-off from names like Carson Wentz and Trey Lance that obviously folks in Pennsylvania are familiar with now in the NFL. And, you know, I think there's a little bit of a drop-off to Cam Miller, who's their starter this year. But he's been phenomenal for them, and he's been poised in these playoff games that I've had a chance to see as well. But that's going to be the big key to me. Can this Montana State defense that's really done a good job against opposing offenses all year, they shut out South Dakota State in the second half of that semifinal game, can they do it against Cam Miller? And really on defense for the Bobcats, can they stop North Dakota State from getting out to a two-score lead early and putting a lot of pressure on freshman quarterback Tommy Mellott? That's kind of their formula. It's tried and true. They have a dynasty in the FCS level that really hasn't been matched by anyone in college football. Even Alabama kind of looks at North Dakota State and says, you know, darn, that's pretty, and they got something going there. And I tell you, if Montana State can hang around, it's going to be a really dominant Bison fan base there. It's going to be probably 60-40 Bison fans. They bought their tickets in September and October, a lot of them, because they're that confident that they would be there again. And if Montana State can just kind of hang around and keep this game close, you have to like their chances if it's a close game kind of down the stretch.
All right, so what's the recruiting base for Montana State? I mean, you're talking about FCS here. With all due respect, Montana high school football, there's certainly some good prospects out there, wherever, you know, whether it be Missoula or in Bozeman or, you know, Butte, wherever it may be. But they've got to go outside the state to do it. So how do they go about it?
Yeah, it's pretty interesting because before they hired Vegan in February, a lot of it was Montana-based, and it still is for sure. But you look up and down this roster, Steve, there's so many Montana kids, and I think that's what really made this team likable to a lot of the state. And to a man, they're even Montana Grizzly fans, and they're arch rivals, and, you know, 364 days a year, they're, you know, each program's thinking about the other. But there is kind of a likability to this Bobcat team because they're so homegrown. Some of these kids come from towns that, Steve, I mean, there are entire counties, and, you know, there are entire counties in Montana that are as big as, you know, small towns in Pennsylvania.
Sure.
It really is kind of amazing just how rural the state is and where some of these kids come from. But, you know, with Brent Vegan coming in, there has been a kind of an addition of some of these California kids that have come from the transfer portal. So it's been the bulk of the team is Montana-based, but you're starting to get some of the California talent coming in now. And a lot of Montanans don't like that because they don't want Californians coming here. But, you know, when it comes to leading the Bobcats in the national championship, I think Montanans are just fine with those types of Californians moving here.
Well, in terms of area, this is how spread it out of this. I don't think people realize Montana is the fourth largest state in area in the country. And I don't think a lot of people, that's how spread out it is.
It's amazing. I covered a high school playoff game, Steve, that was, the two high schools were 535 miles apart.
Yeah.
Now, for context, I went back and looked. That's about as far as State College to South Carolina. And that was one high school playoff game. They drove across the state, and you were still in Montana. And if you made the same drive in the east, you'd go through probably six or seven different states.
Yeah, the one I always compare that to is El Paso. El Paso, Texas, is actually closer to Los Angeles than it is to Houston. It's like it's 800 miles, something like that, from El Paso to Houston. It's like 737 miles from El Paso to Los Angeles. I mean, that's how big that state is, and it's at, and Montana is the fourth largest state area in the country. All right, so let's get to you mentioned the emotion in the state. Obviously, you've got the Grizz, which happens to be their big rivals. But do you feel like the entire state is unified in this, or are the Grizz fans going to root for North Dakota State?
So it's interesting you asked, Steve. I actually did a story on this. I went, the Grizz had a basketball game last Saturday, and I asked fans locally here in Missoula, you know, who are they rooting for between the Bobcats and the Bison? And in my little straw poll, nine people said they were, I asked 12 people, nine people said they're still rooting for the Bobcats, and only three said they're rooting for the Bison. So I think there's a portion of the Montana Grizzlies fan base that never wants to see the Bobcats do well, roots against them at all costs. But like I mentioned, there's so many Montana kids on this Bobcat roster that I think, you know, people want to see them do well. This is the, for a Montana kid, realistically, not many of them go to the FBS, and certainly very few go to the NFL. So this is the highest stage you can root for a Montana kid at. And I think a lot of Grizz fans are putting the rivalry aside to root for those Montana kids in a game like this, especially with so many star players for the Bobcats being from the Treasure State. It's really been something. And it surprised me, because I know Penn State fans would never root for Pitt if they made it to a national championship. Not by any stretch.
No. No. It's not going to happen.
Not a chance.
No, not a chance. There's certain countries in the world where they're facing them. There would be debate. All right, so Zach, an absolute pleasure. Great to hear you're doing so well out there, and they're lucky to have you.
Absolutely, thanks, Steve. Happy birthday to you. Hopefully, a great weekend for Penn State hoops and wrestling as well. And can't believe I had to follow up Ryan Tripp, but hopefully, Hawking get a couple wins against Notre Dame.
Hey, they will. Thanks, Zach.
Take care, Steve.
Back here on the Steve Jones Show, Matt Catrillo here with you. Steve is there in the Sunbury Motors studio, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Humbles Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Ford, Kia, Hyundai, all sorts of pre-owned inventory, and great service department and sales staff. That's all at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Humbles Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. And every Friday show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket, imports, domestics, microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere, wine coolers, water, soft drink, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. And the pickle bar, led by the barrels and the dills, indeed second to none. And even though it's cold out there, they got the six great flavors of slushies for the birthday boy, Steve Jones.
Now, I wanted you to do that segment because I wanted you to come at it from a level of positivity. Plus, I was on the phone
with Jack.
There you
go. You cannot be nothing but positive when it comes to Brewers Outlet. Yeah.
Plus, I was on the phone with Jack. So, oh, goodness gracious. All right. Any complaints on your part? I mean, you know, thinking the Eagles are kind of like free and clear, so you're not pacing. The, you know, Phillies are never playing again because, I mean, baseball's done. Flyers, yes. That game was in the witness protection program last night.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes, that's basically the only complaint of the day is that they played that game last night, but it is what it is at this point.
Well,
the Flyers have many other issues besides the NHL being done with their protocols.
Right. I mean, I understand that. Well, no, but the NHL is in a really precarious spot because they are a true multi-country league. It's not just that they have a franchise. You can handle a franchise. For example, the Toronto Blue Jays played in Dunedin in Florida last year. Then they played in Buffalo. You can handle a franchise. The Raptors last year played in Tampa. you can handle a franchise. Now you can handle, what, seven of them? Well, they got Calgary, Edmonton, Vancouver, Winnipeg, Toronto, Ottawa, Montreal. So you got seven of them. I mean, and you've got different protocols in Canada than you do here. How do you handle that? It's not easy. And again, that's why you have taxi squads now. You got guys playing.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show brought to you by our good friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Amports Domestics Microbrews, the best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and out every day. And the pickle bar, led by the barrels and the dills, indeed second to none. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And we are in the Sunbury Motors Studio, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Humbles Wharf online at sunburymotors.com. Ford, Kia, Hyundai, best in new inventory, great pre-owned inventory. And fabulous service department. Inspections, routine work, tough stuff. It's one-stop shopping, all at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. After Alabama plays Georgia on Monday night, Bill O'Brien will be getting an interview with the Jacksonville Jaguars to be their head coach. And you'd be a great pick for them. And it'd be a great choice for Trevor Lawrence. Just in my opinion, I think for Trevor Lawrence, Bill would be great for him to work with. And that's why this is one that bears watching, because Bill does a great job of handling quarterbacks. And Trevor Lawrence would be a guy that I think he could take to another level. So he will interview with Jacksonville next week. Any complaints on your part?
No, Jacksonville's got is casting a wide net, as they should, for the mess they put themselves in.
You're talking about a guy with NFL experience who's taken teams to the playoffs and can work with quarterbacks. Well, they've got the quarterback in Lawrence. I think Bill would be a great fit there. All right. The King is here. Welcome, King.
Happy birthday, brother.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate that.
another year. So I think he's a great choice for Jacksonville. I couldn't believe he's the offensive coordinator at Alabama.
Yeah, that's why we had Brad Nessler on the show. He was doing the Alabama Georgia game that week.
Yeah,
and I said, "Are you doing?" I said, "Are you talking to the coordinators?" He goes, "Yeah." I said, "Will you see Bill?" I said, "You tell him I said hi." He says, "Oh my gosh, yes." So, Bill is one of the great guys out there.
I remember he was at your dedication. He's a good man.
He's a good man.
Coach. Perfect for Trevor Lawrence. I got a quick story. So, you want to hear this? It's your birthday. So, okay, you know we're call it flipping David Street, right?
Mm-hmm.
Got a fortune tied in there. So we got all the wallpaper down, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, just so your viewers know, this is the house me and Steve grew up in. And so I'm working Saturday. We got all the wallpaper down. All the walls are white now. Just picture Mom with just white walls. So
yeah.
But we're just doing what the real estate people are telling us to do. So, again, what day was Penn State's game?
Saturday.
Huh?
Saturday.
Saturday. Okay. So, obviously, I can't watch the game. So, I'm painting the walls in the dining room underneath the pass-through. Okay? And I've got my cute new little telephone. So, I say, I'm listening to the game. Mm-hmm. So, I got you and Jack on doing the game while I'm painting. And then I had, like, epiphany, whatever that word is, okay?
An epiphany, yeah.
Yeah, whatever that thing is. So I'm painting, and I look at my wife, and I say, wow, this is really cool. And she said, what? I said, see where I'm standing? This is where my parents would hang our stockings for Christmas.
That's true.
And then this is where we would get our little gifts. And my parents never went overboard. But Steve always got a tape player for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And with tapes. And then that's when he would take the tapes and announce Penn State football games into his recorder and Notre Dame games on Sunday morning. And I said, and now here we are 50 years later, 60 years or whatever, and he's still announcing the games, but he's doing it for real, you know, and it's on the radio, and he's with Jack Ham on the radio, and I'm here painting the wall where we used to get the thing, and I just, as I had, even though they lost, it was the best game of the year, and I enjoyed every minute of it, and you guys did a great job, and you... My wife, who does not follow sports at all, said, boy, he really tells a story when he's on the air. So,
well, tell Claire thank you very much.
When I wake
her
up, she's got COVID. So, she's out to the world. She's got it pretty bad. So,
oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't have it. It's unreal. I test negative, but she's got COVID. We fought the fight, but they're surrounding the wagons, and it's almost like it's inevitable you're going to get the stupid thing. Connecticut's just blowing up. So how are you feeling, Matt?
I'm all ready to go. Today's my last day in isolation, and I should be good to go to be back in studio on Monday.
Awesome. Doesn't this stink? So, anyway.
Yeah, well, as much as I enjoyed working from home, it'll be much better than me being back actually seeing people again. I'll be back at my first Bucknell game since the holiday break. I missed
Is your
two
family
games this
okay?
week, so I'm looking forward to getting back to normal here.
Did the whole family get it or just you?
We all probably did, but it was just Lisa and I that tested positive.
Yeah. So.
But both boys had the sniffles, basically.
What a battle this is. So, anyway, Steve, you haven't got it, have you?
I've been good.
Yeah.
You know, knock on wood. I mean,
yeah, absolutely. I mean, like I say, the wagons are being circled. It's like everybody you know knows somebody, or half their family has it, or it's. I never dreamed we'd ever go through this stuff, but anyway, I love my story, and I loved. I really enjoyed the whole game. I listened to it from start to finish.
Yeah. Yeah, I appreciate it. That doubles our ratings.
Yeah. The ratings were good that day. Yeah.
Oh, my almighty!
Jack, great news.
I did a great job. How about Antonio Brown? What a dude, huh?
I said earlier... Yeah, because this is the kind of story that Matt eats up. It's bad, it's negative, and Matt thrives on that.
So do I. That's why we like each other.
So I said that it's getting to the point with him where people are like, eh, so what? Like, it's bizarre, but it's like, eh, so what?
No, I know. Agreed. So
I mean, he's had too many of them, and after a while, he can... Well, let's listen to his side of the story. You were just suspended for lying. Okay? You were just suspended for lying about your vax card. Now I'm supposed to believe you on this?
Well, there's a guy on EEI who said, just look at this guy's history. He was like 10 minutes away from $4 million with the Raiders. He just throws money away like, you know.
I believe he was 3 catches away from $1.5 million this year.
Yeah.
That's correct.
With another week to play and an entire half. It was like 5 catches and 1 touchdown, something like that. It was like, my goodness. And he screwed himself because of his fake vaccine card that he missed 3 games. So, which meaning they gave him a realistic chance to make that money. And he blew it himself. So, I don't believe he was hurt at all. I don't care what kind of MRIs he got or whatever. I mean, everything he does, you know, when you lie, you lie. Then that's it, you know.
And that's what he did about the vax card. So now I'm supposed to sit there and believe him on this?
Absolutely. I mean,
you lied about that.
Absolutely. It's like a house, right? I go to the house last Friday. We had we hired a kid to strip the wallpaper. So I go there Friday or Thursday last week at around noontime, and the house is just trashed with wallpaper, and I can't stand that. So I clean the whole house. I got all the wallpaper. The kid's not there. So he gives us his time card Saturday, and for that day, Thursday, he puts 7 in the morning till 2. I'm like, 2? I was there from noon to 2. You weren't there, you know? And at that point, we're like, you know what? Thank you. Goodbye. And we wouldn't pay him for the, you know. And he lost another job because of it. Because you can't lie to people. It's so, Antonio, you've spent a career lying to people, and no one's going to believe whether you're hurt or not. And Tom Brady went to the wall for you so that you'd have a job. And then you threw him under the bus. So. Yeah.
Exactly. Well, I take and so the motto of this story is quite simple. Antonio Brown will not be hired to strip wallpaper at 7 David Street. We'll come back with
I wouldn't even hire to strip my wallpaper.
Here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. All right, time for picks. Haven't done this in a couple of weeks. I was in Tampa last week. Then I was in Chicago this week. And then I was at... I was talking to
Jack. You've been all over the place.
Jack said, Jackson, what time did you get back from Tampa? I said, 3:15 in the morning. He said, what time did you get back from Chicago? I said, 3:15 in the morning.
That's right.
So, all right, let's get some picks.
Call me. I was watching TV.
So let's get some picks. What do we have?
Well, since I'm at home, I don't have where we left off, so I'll update that next week. So I think we're going to go with NFL first. I got 7 games, and then we're going to do the national championship to wrap things up. So
cool.
How about the college scores? Do you see how close we all are in the college games?
No, where we are, I haven't had a chance to add anything up yet.
Well, this is unofficial, but this is what I got, and I followed it pretty close. I'm 23-15. Matt, you're 22-16. And Steve, you're 22-16.
Okay.
So I'm going to lay down so that if I win, I win the whole thing. If I lose, we're all tied. Wouldn't that be cool that we all have the same record? So.
How about that? All right.
Yeah.
All right.
No Hawaii Bowl killed me. No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
That's a Georgia Alabama game. Will make the difference.
Yep.
Yes. All right. So here we go. Let's get back to the NFL first. We're going to start with Indy at Jacksonville. Steelers need a Jacksonville win. Do they get it? Let's start with Steve.
No. Indianapolis will win the game.
Indy at Jacksonville?
Yeah.
Did you add that to the list?
I did not get a list from you, King.
I sent it.
Now, you know what? I'll be honest with you. I didn't get it either.
Really? What did I do? Maybe I sent it to me. No, it's right here. From Jones Metal to SXJESUEDU. I'll take whatever games you guys got. Go ahead.
All right. Well, let's start with this one. Indy and Jacksonville, then. King.
Indy.
Yeah, sadly, I think it will be a close game, but I think Indy's going to win too. Sorry, Steelers.
I think it'll be a close game, and losing teams know how to make losing plays. Indy.
There you go. All right, next one. We got Seattle and Arizona. Arizona needs to win this game to try and see if they can get the NFC West ground. They need a Rams loss, too. Let's start with the King.
Arizona.
Steve?
Oh, Arizona.
I'm going to roll with Arizona, too. I think they take care of business. We'll see what happens. So now let's pick the other NFC West game. That's San Francisco and the Rams. There's more at stake here. The Rams need to win the West or a Cardinals loss. San Francisco needs to win or New Orleans loss to get to clinch a playoff spot. Let's start with Steve.
I'm going to go with the Rams in this one. I think Trey Lance is playing at quarterback, I believe. It's not going to be Garoppolo, so Rams.
King.
Rams.
I'm going to go Rams as well.
It's always a tough game for the Rams.
Yeah, it is. No, that's a really good game, by the way.
Yeah.
Next one, we got New Orleans and Atlanta. Of course, New Orleans needs to win to keep their playoff hopes alive. King?
New Orleans.
Steve?
Who's New Orleans playing?
They're at Atlanta.
I'll go with Atlanta.
Okay.
I just don't think the quarterback is good enough.
Yeah, I'm going with Atlanta here too. I just don't trust where New Orleans is heading right now. They're a little inconsistent for me. So I'm gonna go with Atlanta as well. Kyle Pitts having a heck of a year too, of course. Next one we got. Tennessee at Houston. Tennessee needs to win to clinch the number one seed in the AFC. King.
Tennessee.
I got Tennessee as well. Steve?
Houston's a mess. Tennessee.
Just a little. At our final NFL game, Pittsburgh and Baltimore. No Lamar Jackson. Deontay Johnson's back for the Steelers. King, let's start with you.
Me?
Yes.
Baltimore.
King, or Steve, who do you have?
Ravens.
I'm going with Pittsburgh. Tyler Huntley stinks. And Baltimore is not the same without Lamar Jackson. They've been playing awful football. Pittsburgh's defensive line wins. I like the way they look. They control the game. They win the game. And then finally, the play-in game, we think. Chargers at Vegas. Steve.
Chargers.
I got the Chargers as well in a close game.
Vegas.
I mean, unless Justin Herbert opts out.
I love the way Vegas is playing. Chargers are too up and down. They rely so much on the kid having great games, and he can have great games, they can still lose. So.
Yeah.
They're not far away from being a great team, but not this sure. Inconsistent. They lost to Houston, for God's sake.
Yes. That is true. All right, now let's get it rolling. National championship game, rematch of the SEC championship. Bama, Georgia. Let's start with the King.
Georgia will turn it around.
Steve?
Is Stetson Bennett still starting?
As far as I know.
Alabama.
I've gone back and forth with this. I know I picked Bama to begin the bowl season, the way things set up, because I had Michigan in the win against Georgia. But I think Georgia is angry. They certainly play like it. They look like a different team. I'm starting to think that was kind of a fluky type of game. It's still going to be a competitive game, no doubt about that. I think low scoring, but I'm going to go with Georgia to make a play late on defense to set up the offense for a game-winning play. So I'm going to go with Georgia as well.
So I am sitting here as the lone wolf on Alabama. Really?
I know.
I'm sticking with Bill O'Brien. I'm going to stick with my guy here.
There you go. That quarterback,
there you go. It's not a bad
great
pick at all.
I just, Georgia manhandled Michigan. I was shocked.
Let me, I was surprised it was that easy.
Yeah.
But what bothered me about Georgia when they played Alabama is that Georgia looked slow when they played. I mean, that's what struck me, is like they didn't look athletic at all.
Yet they totally, I mean, that offensive line handled that, Hutchinson?
Yeah, they have both the guys, Ojabo and Hutchinson.
Yeah, he was non-existent. I was watching him the whole game. They just manhandled him.
Yeah.
His stock went way down after that game.
Have a great weekend, everybody. Enjoy.
You guys, too. Happy birthday, Steve.
Happy birthday, Steve.
Appreciate that. Well, just sit back tonight, put our feet up, and relax until Purdue tomorrow at noon.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.